Thank you. the Lord to fill us. We need the Lord to transform us. We need the Lord to do what he wants to do in our lives so that we will be renewed, revived, and refreshed. Amen, amen. Thank you, choir. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, our revival scriptures are from Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, and then Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. Hear now these words coming from Isaiah. The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 and 20 says, Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. At this time, we will be favored with another selection. right now. He's blessing all of us right now. If you can inhale and exhale, he's blessing us right now. If you can wave your hands, he's blessing us right now. If you can say thank you, Jesus, he's blessing us right now. To be here in this moment, the Lord is blessing us right now. Hallelujah, my brothers and my sisters. Tonight I have the privilege, the pleasure, and the honor to present to some and introduce to others our angel for this evening, the Reverend Dale Peel Sneed. She is a native of Washington, North Carolina. She is married to Connell Sneed, a senior. She is mother to Davida Peel, Sakola Say, and Connell Sneed II. She's grandmother to four grandchildren and to one great-grandson, but she matriculated and got her degrees from North Carolina Central University, Duke Divinity School, and Oval Theological Seminary. And most recently, she has received certification as a spiritual life coach from the Transformation Academy. My brothers and my sisters, Reverend Sneed has been in ministry for a while. She was a senior pastor for 16 years in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, and now has served 19 years in the United Methodist Church. My brothers and my sisters, we know that she comes well qualified. We know that she has her physical degrees, but she has her spiritual degrees as well. She has her BA, meaning that she is born again. She has her MPhil, meaning that she is mastered by the divine. And she has her spiritual PhD, meaning she praises him daily. She is the eminent pastor of St. Andrew's United Methodist Church and Saints Home United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem. So my brothers and my sisters, I want you to receive warmly now the angel of the hour, the Reverend Dale Peel Sneed.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus,
praise
for this
God.
Opportunity
yes.
to come to you via technology, the God of technology.
Yes.
In times like these, we thank God for everything that he allows us to use. mm-hmm. because of the job market.
Well, well.
Stores that have closed in the onset of the pandemic and have failed to reopen. Mm-hmm. Stores that have downsized and stores that have streamlined. That, my friend, is approved.
Yes, yes.
Children can't go to school.
Uh-huh.
Teachers.
thank you so much for reminding us that Jesus is our burden bearer.
Oh, he is.
And we can lean and depend on him in all of our circumstances. Trusting in the Lord with all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him.
Amen.
And he will direct our paths.
Amen.
Tonight, my brothers and sisters, as I stand, I want to do the offertory appeal to you again for the members of Memorial. We know what has been asked of us. But there may be some who are not members of Memorial and would like to be a blessing to this ministry. If you would like to send a contribution to help further the kingdom of God at Memorial United Methodist Church, then please send your offering to 1327 Seagrove Drive in the city of High Point. We thank God for all that has been given. We thank God for all that is yet to come. We know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We thank God for this time of revival. This will conclude our series of services. But when the services end, that's when revival begins. So my brothers and my sisters, having been a part of these services this week, let us go forward allowing the light of Christ to shine in us. As we go forward, let us go forward walking in the will and in the ways of God. As we go forward, let us allow the Lord to transform us into the men, the women, the boys, the girls, the church, the world that God is calling us to be. We thank each and every one who have participated via Zoom and via Facebook. And we thank God for those that came in person to make sure that we were able to get this virtual revival out. We pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you. And of course, we thank the angel of the hour for coming tonight to remind us that Jesus is our burden bearer. At this time, we're going to ask Reverend Steve to come back and dismiss us in her own way.